And next one, Avery Keskey. Avery, excuse me. Ms. Hobbs, I know it's my time. Is it my overtime? Did okay. I'm like, oops. All right, Avery, tell me a little bit about you.
Well, I'm a sophomore here at Trigg County High School. I'm big in, like Sydney said, the arts here at Trigg County, and I'm in the art program here. I'm also in the band program, so I'm very heavy on that.
Tell me about your inspiration in art. What inspires you?
Definitely my friends and family members. They really encourage me. Like, my mom's even in the audience right now. She really encourages me and tells me to keep going and to do what I enjoy. My art teacher, Ms. Gilbert, also really encourages me and tells me to keep going even when it gets stressful and tough.
What's your favorite kind of art? What do you like to do?
I like comics and drawing all that, but I also like realism, you know, drawing other people like celebrities or artists or singers, just things like that.
Do you see a future in that someday, maybe a career?
I get asked that a lot by a lot of my peers and people, and I don't know. Art is a very tough field. It really is. My sister's an artist, so, and she kind of struggles every now and then, so I have to sit on that one.
Good answer. So what do you see as some of the strengths or challenges that Trigg County faces?
I would say a strength, kind of like what Ethan Curling said, is our agriculture. It's a very strong thing here at Trigg County, and a lot of people go through the agriculture career. Our weakness, though, I would say, kind of based off of what Sydney Bryant said, is being accepting of all walks of life and different people.
Let's talk about agriculture first of all. I mean, what kind of things do you see as strengths in the agriculture world in Trigg County?
A lot of kids do it and go to Murray to go pursue because they have a really good agriculture program. And I guess everywhere you drive, you kind of see, like, oh, there's a field over there, oh, there's one over there. So, and it's, anytime I bring it up, like, outside when I'm in a different state, they're kind of like, oh, yeah, y'all do farming down there. And I'm like, oh, okay, you know, like.
So what, if you went somewhere else that doesn't do a lot of farming, maybe a larger city, people are like, hey, they do farming down there. What would you tell them about farming? What message would you share about the farming and how important it is for our community here?
That it's rooted in families. Like, some families do it for generations on generations. So it's a big family-rooted career here, and that it basically helps us thrive as a community.
You mentioned, we talked a little bit more about the acceptance in the community of different people's minds and what they think. How do we work on that? What can we do to help the people your age and people my age become maybe more accepting, more willing to listen to other people's thoughts?
Just to understand that people are different. People come from different walks of life. Some people are poor, some people are rich. It doesn't matter. We're all human. We're all people with different opinions. And we need to learn to accept that of other people.
How do you handle it when you talk to someone and you realize real quickly that, hey, we're on the opposite side of things. We're on the opposite side of the fence, but I want to have a conversation with this person. How do you see that?
Take a step back, take a breath. You don't want to talk to somebody or argue with somebody when you're mean or upset. You're going to cause conflict more. And just take a step back and then express your opinion and try to find an understanding.
Do you feel it a challenge to try to do that versus someone that's, so I agree with them. You instantly agree with them, someone, maybe to win over someone, or at least find a common ground there?
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to find a common ground because a lot of people are set on their opinions and how they feel. Like, well, I've always felt this way my entire life. Like, you're not going to change my mind. And it's not going to hurt to change your mind. It won't hurt anything. It just shows that you've learned something or that you're going to grow.
Here's a question along that same line. Are people, I'm 56 years old. Do you see people your age being more open to different thoughts and opinions, or more, are people my age, or what do you say?
I see, like, both sides of life being a little more open now, just because the world is changing, and some people of both generations are realizing, like, we got to change with that.
What about politically? Do you feel it's important for you to be politically engaged and know what's going on, not only in Washington, D.C., which is a crazy madhouse sometimes, but in Kentucky and in Trigg County and Cadiz?
I would say yes, just because, like Sydney said, we're going to lead the world one day. We're going to be CEOs or we're going to be accountants one day, and we need to be up to date on our political problems.
Say you are in politics one day, go to Washington, D.C. How do you change maybe the culture in Washington, D.C., where all we ever see on television or hear on the news is arguing and bickering versus maybe, how do you change it to more of a compromise and let's work together and do what's good for the people?
Take it one step at a time. Not everybody reacts to change quickly. So, I mean, if you're in a conference room, you want to take it one step at a time. You know, say like, maybe we should have this plan set out for the future. It doesn't have to change just like that, but it can happen. We just need to work towards it.
Tell you, share a quick story about that. I was at a news conference years ago at the Farm Broadcasting meeting, and Bob Bergman, who was Secretary of Agriculture under President Carter, was there. Clayton Yeager, who was under President George H.W. Bush, was there, and also John Block, who was President Ronald Reagan's press and agriculture secretary. And they said the difference in Washington today and what it was 20, 30 years ago, that time we may disagree, but we would go back and have a cup of coffee that night. We'd all discuss our disagreement. Tomorrow we'd have a compromise. Today, everybody wants to say, well, I don't, and then no agreement today. So, interesting. But local politics, you see yourself involved in local politics one day?
Maybe. I mean, I'm not big on politics. I try to have knowledge of it, but keep my distance. But I would like to be up to date when I'm older.
So if you had to pick out a political figure out there today that you would say, I kind of identify and feel like they need to really, who would that be?
I honestly don't really know. I mean, I haven't put much thought into that, so I'll probably have to get back to you.
Good answer, right? Who said that answer earlier? Good answer. Have you ever admired anybody in politically in history or in general in history, and why do you admire them?
Probably Abraham Lincoln. I feel like once he became president, he shaped a lot of what America is today. So he helped shape it and move it forward. He put the first step on changing American culture.
You had a chance to meet Abraham Lincoln. What would you ask him?
What inspired you to do that, to change the culture aspect of America? Did you just not agree with it? Did you not like it? Why?
Obviously, he was very much a rebel in his time for what he did, and for sure. So let's talk about you in 15 years. What do you see yourself doing? You see you're obviously interested in art and the art pathway. What do you see yourself doing?
Well, it's completely opposite of that. I see myself going in the medical field and hopefully becoming an orthopedic surgeon or somewhere in the orthopedic field.
Orthopedic surgeon. Why orthopedic surgeon? What do you like about that?
It interests me on how that part of the human body works, you know, bones and ligaments and how they all collaborate together. Like, without one, you can't have the other, so.
Also, if I wasn't in the radio business, two other careers would be an airline pilot or a surgeon. I'd love to be a surgeon. I just think it's fascinating. I've had surgery before, and I'm like, I wish you could just show me a video of what you did. You're like, you probably won't see that. So, anyway, so what do you do to pursue that? How do you pursue that?
I take the health science pathway here at Trigg County High School, and I plan to go to U of L up in Louisville and hopefully get my bachelor's in biology or anatomy, and then go to UK. UK has a really good med program, so I plan to go there and go to med school.
Let's talk about this contest. What do you think is your real takeaway from this contest?
Just growing as a person, being more confident. You know, people don't like to go talk to some other person just one-on-one that they don't know. So it helps me step out of my comfort zone and just be more comfortable with talking one-on-one to someone.
What? How do you think, how will that help you in the future?
Well, as you get older, you apply for jobs, you go somewhere, and you connect and you network with different people. So it will really help me in that aspect of, well, now I can go talk to that person, or I can go introduce myself to that person, no problem.
Well, Avery, good job. Give him a big hand. Thank you very much.